So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss travel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Reb Chiya, HaMahalach Baderech, Al Yechol Yeser Mishnei Raven. Someone who travels should not eat more than he would during a famine. Why? Hacha Targimu Mishumayana. In Bavel they said to avoid stomach trouble. But Merav Amri Mishumazaini. In Eretz Yisrael they said to make sure his food will last for the entire journey. The difference between these answers is, the Yasef Ba'arva, someone traveling on a ship, he needs to make sure his food lasts, but he does not have to worry about the travel will cause him harm since he's not walking. Another difference would be the Ka'azal Ma'avna La'avna, someone who is traveling from one town to another where there is an inn in each place. He does not have to worry about running out of food, but he might hurt himself by overeating. Rish Lakish said, Asal Adam L'shamash Meitash B'shnei Raven. A person should not be intimate with his wife during a famine. However, the Gemara clarifies that this only applies to someone who already has children. The Gemara quotes a braisa that describes the punishment for someone who is perish min hatzibur. He separates himself from the community during times of distress. The two angels that accompany him place their hands on his head and say, this person who is separated from the tzibur shall not see the consolation of the tzibur. Another braisa says that someone who is perish min hatzibur and eats and celebrates when the tzibur is distressed, the following pasuk states his punishment. The sin will not be forgiven until they die. The Gemara says this is what happens to the average person who sins. Truly wicked people will suffer even more because a tzaddik oved ve'ein ish sam alev ki mimnei hara nesav tzaddik. The righteous will have perished before the disaster strikes, and no one pays attention and realizes that because of the sin, the righteous have been buried. This pasuk implies greater disaster. The Braisa continues, El Yitzar Adamim HaTzibur. A person should suffer together with the Tzibur, as we see that Moshe sat on a rock while Klai Yisrael fought Amalek. Did Moshe not have a mattress or a pillow to sit on? Rather, Moshe said, since Israel is in distress, I will be with them in their distress. The verse continues, Kol Mitzar Atzma Yim HaTzibur Zoyche V'roi B'Nocham HaTzibur. Whoever suffers together with the tzibur will merit seeing the consolation of the tzibur. If a person asks, me may it be, who will testify against me if I don't join the tzibur? The Gemara cites several answers. Ki even mikir tizak, a person's own house will testify against him. Ki malach bitzavalach, the person's angels will testify against him. Mishcheves cheikcha shamer pischei picha, a person's neshama will testify against him. Atem edai nu mashem, one's limbs will testify against him. The Braisa continues and explains the pasuk, Keil Emuna Vein Avol. Hashem is a God of faithfulness without iniquity. Keil Emuna teaches, Keshem Shenefra Min HaRishom Lo'ilm Haba, Afil Al Avera Kala Shal'isen, Kechadavra Min Tzadikim Bo'ilm Hazeh Al Avera Kala Shal'isen. As the wicked are punished in the world to come for even a minor transgression, so too are the righteous punished in this world for a minor transgression. Vein Avol teaches, Keshem Shemeshal Min Schachar La Tzadikim Lo'ilm Haba, Afila mitzvah kala shalisen, kach meshal min sachal rishon boil mazeh, afila a mitzvah kala shalisen. As the righteous are rewarded in the world to come, for even the minor mitzvahs they performed, so too are the wicked rewarded in this world for the minor mitzvahs they fulfill. And the pasuk concludes, tzadik v'yashuhu, Hashem is righteous and just. The braisa concludes, v'shas pitirasei shaladim lebeisei lamay, kal maisev nifrat n'lefanav. When a person dies and leaves for his eternal home, all of his actions are delineated before him. They ask him, did you do such and such? And he responds, yes. He is told, chasoim, sign it. And he signs it. As the pasuk says, b'yad kol adam yachtam, it is signed by each person's hand. The person is then matzdik olav hasadin, confirms the accuracy of his judgment, and says, yafa dantuni, you have judged me properly. Since fasting, if there is no rain, was mentioned earlier, the Gemara discusses whether fasting in general is a good practice. Amar Shmuel, kala yeshev b'tainis nikur chayte. Shmuel said anyone who fasts is called a sinner. The Gemara cites a braisa in which this is actually a machlekes based on psukim regarding a nazir. Rabbi Lazar Hakapa b'Rebbe, like Shmuel, holds nikur chayte, since the pasuk v'chipur alav me'asher chata la nefesh refers to him as a sinner. Because he distressed himself by abstaining from wine. Therefore, Allah has kama v'kama, even more so, hametzar atzme mekol davar davar, someone who fasts and abstains from all food and drink, is certainly considered a chayte. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says, nikur kaddish, someone who fasts is called a holy person. Since the pasuk, kaddish yir, gadol peres, sa'ar raisha, refers to a nazar as kaddish, because shetzir atzme melayayin. Therefore, Allah has kama v'kama, even more so, hametzar atzme mekol davar davar, someone who fasts is certainly considered a kaddish. Now, Rabbi Elazar HaKappa Beribi and Shmuel say that the word Kaddish is not referring to the Nazar, but to his hair, that it is Asa B'Hanah, it is forbidden to benefit from it after it's shorn. And Rabbi Elazar says that the Nazar is called a Chayte only because he allowed himself to become Tamei Meis. However, the Gemara questions whether Rabbi Elazar actually held that fasting is the right thing to do, because he said, La'olam yomer adam atzmei kilu Kaddish shor b'teich me'av, a person should regard himself as if holiness rests within his stomach. Rashi says this means he should treat his intestines as if they're holy and not withhold food from them. The Gemara reconciles the two statements. Ha, the matzi litzuri nafshe, ha, the lay matzi litzuri nafshe. Fasting is praiseworthy for someone who is able to physically handle it, but improper for someone who cannot physically handle it. The Gemara concludes this discussion with Amr Reb Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amr Shlakish. A Torah scholar should not fast because it diminishes his ability to serve Hashem. The Mishnah and Daf Yudim and Aleph said that during the first two sets of three fasts, there are certain leniencies, including they may eat the night before the fast. Amram Ze'er Amr Rav Huna, Yachet Shekibel Alav Tainis, Afila Ochel Vishasa Kala Laila, Lamacher Hu Mispal Tfilas Tainis. An individual who accepts upon himself to fast the next day and then eats and drinks all night before the fast can still recite the Anenu prayer on the day of the fast. Lan b'tanisoi einim espal shel tainis. If he continues to fast into the night after the fast, he does not say Anenu the next day. Rav Yosef was unsure of Rav Huna's opinion as to why he does not recite Anenu. Does he hold ein misan l'shayis, a fast of hours that are only a part of the day, is not considered a fast? Or does he hold Misan L'Shoyis? It is considered a fast. But a Misan L'Shoyis ain't a Mispal Tfilas Tainas. Someone who only fasts for hours does not say Anenu. Abaye says Rav Huna actually holds Misan L'Shoyis and HaMisan L'Shoyis Mispal Tfilas Tainas. However, in this case, he does not recite Anenu because the Ikar Shoyis Delelya Delekib Lele Meikar. He did not formally accept upon himself to fast these hours of the night. Rashi explains, fasting without Kabbalah's tainus does not warrant Anenu. The Gemara supports Abaye with an incident involving Mar Ukva, who, when he came to Genizak, was asked three questions to which he did not know the answer. After inquiring in the Beis HaMedrash, he received the answers. The three questions and answers are, Misanan L'Shoyis, Oyei Misan L'Shoyis, is a fast of hours considered a fast? And the answer is, Hilchasa Misanan L'Shoyis U'mispalin Tfilas Tainus. Kankana shel nachrim, asur neimutarin, are the wine jugs of non-Jews permitted to be used by Jews? The answer is, v'hilchasa kankana shel nachrim, la'achar shnei masochedish mutarin. Old wine jugs of non-Jews are permitted after not having been used for 12 months, because they have lost their tam yayin nesach. B'mav shimish Moshe kol shivis yimei hamalum. What garments did Moshe wear when he served as Kohen Gadol during the dedication week of the Mishkan? The answer is, B'chalak lovin she'im lo imra. Moshe wore a white linen robe that had no seams, so that no one would suspect him of taking coins from the treasury of the Mishkan. Rashi says this is done to fulfill the pasuk, Be'yisim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael, and you shall always act in a way that is above suspicion.